Today, we'd like to see the title of traditions in Matthew chapter 15, verses 1 to 20. To anon or 9 words of people through MP3 or YouTube on the earth, we'd like to suggest the three questions. Number 1, in verse 3. He answered and said to them, "Why do you also transgress the commandment of God because of your tradition?" In the context, what does it mean? And what is our careful think from here? And how can we apply it to our lives? Question 2, in verse 14, "Let them alone. They are blind leaders of the blind. And if the blind leads the blind, both will fall into a ditch." What does it mean? And how should we do not to fall into a ditch? Last question in verse 18. "But those things which proceed out of the mouth come from the heart, and they defile a man." In the context, what does it mean? And what is our careful thing from here? And how can we apply it to our lives? In the last time in Matthew chapter 14, 34-36, when they had crossed over, they came to the land of Gennesaret, and when the man of that place recognized him, they sent out into all their surrounding region, brought to him all who were sick, and begged him that they might only touch the hem of his garment, and as many as touched it, it were made perfectly well. Those who touched Jesus were healed in Gennesaret, on the northwestern shore of the Sea of Galilee. Now in chapter 15, "Then the scribes and Pharisees who were from Jerusalem came to Jesus, saying, 'They, the opponents, came from the south at Jerusalem to this north on the shore of the Sea of Galilee.'" Verse 2, "Why do your disciples transgress the tradition of the elders? For they do not wash their hands when they eat bread." Tradition, a custom passed on from generation to generation. Custom, widely accepted way, culture, or lifestyle in a community. Many traditions, customs, or cultures are not wrong in themselves, because they often are made to understand some words of God in the scripture. Here, to eat clean things, not to eat unclean things, Leviticus chapter 22, 5 and 6. "Or whatever touches any creeping things by which he would be made unclean, or any person by whom he would become unclean, whatever his uncleanness may be, the person who has touched any such thing shall be unclean until evening, and shall not eat the holy offerings unless he washes his body with water." But through long practices to do, not to do over time, they become necessarily scriptural, are promoted to the equal or above authority to scripture, or are added to, taken from the scripture. Deuteronomy chapter 4, 2, "You shall not add to the word which I command you, nor take from it, that you may keep the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you." For example, mandatory tithes or offerings, regardless of the heart, to to love. Luke chapter 11 and 42. Woe to you Pharisees, for you tithe mint, rue, and all manner of herbs, and pass by justice, without justice, and without love of God. This you ought to have done, this heart first, then without leaving the other undone. So, in denominational churches, example, not infant baptism required, no dispensation, no free will, no allowed tongue as a gift of the Spirit. Offline alone worship service, in variety of activities in the scripture. So those is the example, only offline alone, not allowed as online, you know, other form of services. Even in variety, that kind of the example. So Matthew chapter 4 verse 4, but he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 4 to 6, they are diverse gifts but the same Spirit. There are differences of ministries, a lot of kinds of ministries, but the same Lord. And they are diverse of activity, a lot of activities, but it is the same God who works all in all. To eat bread with washed hand is hygienically good for body, but it is not required in the scripture. Verse 3, he answered and said to them, why do you also transgress the commandment of God because of your tradition? The commandment of God is to honor your father and your mother in verse 4. Children's responsibility to honor or to support the parents. Your tradition is a gift to God in verse 5. For God commanded saying, honor your father and your mother, the fifth commandment of 10 commandments. Exodus chapter 20 verse 12, honor your father and mother, that your days may be long, even the land which the Lord your God is giving you. He who curses father or mother, let him be put to death. Exodus chapter 21, 17, and he who curses his father or his mother shall surely be put to death. Verse 5, but you say, whoever says to his father or mother, what a profit you might have received from me, is a gift to God. A gift to God is an offering to God, called as a korban. Since the prophet he supports his parents is given to God, he may excuse or circumvent his duty to support or honor his parents. Verse 6, then he needs not honor his father or mother, then he doesn't need to support honor parents, that is, he justifies not to support the parents by the korban. Thus you have made the commandment of God of no effect by your tradition. You transgress the commandment of God to honor, support your parents. Verse 7, hypocrite. Hypocrite is a person who acts in contradiction to his understanding. Well, did Isaiah prophesy about you, saying, Isaiah talks about your heart to love God. Isaiah chapter 29:13. Therefore the Lord said, in as much as these people draw near with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but have removed their hearts far from me, and their fear toward me is taught by the commandments of man. Verse 8. These people draw near to me with their mouths and honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. Their lip service alone, without heart to love God. So work must be the work with agape love, or the spiritual work, not fleshly work. Romans chapter 8, 4 to 6. That the righteous requirement of the Lord might be fulfilled in us who do not work according to the flesh, but is according to the Spirit. For those who live according to the flesh set their mind on the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but the spiritual minded is life and peace. Verse 9. And in vain they worship me. They worship God not in spirit and truth, but in flesh. John chapter 4, 23. But the hour is coming, and now is, when the true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and truth, for the Father is seeking such to worship Him. Teaching as doctrines the commandment of a man. Teachings, doctrine commandment, teaching is not in the word of God, are not in truth, but in man's doctrines. For example, man's sermons with partial words of God to have equal or above authority to the scripture. John chapter 17:17. Sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. God's word is truth. Then audiences without discernment would lose freedom from every word in scripture. Galatians chapter 5 verse 1. Stand fast therefore in the liberty by which Christ has made us free, and do not be entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Verse 10. When he had called the multitude to himself, he said to them, hear and understand. Jesus told the multitude to hear and understand. Verse 11. Not what goes into the mouth defiles a man. You are not made unclean by eating food without washing hands, or by eating non-kosher food, for your souls over your bodies. Souls are eternal matters, but bodies are temporal or earthly matters. For example, you might get some germs from unwashed hands, but what comes out of the mouth that defiles a man? What you say with your mouth from your heart, in verses 18-19, makes you unclean, for your souls the eternal matters. Verse 12. Then his disciples came and said to Jesus, do you know that the Pharisees were offended when they heard this saying? The Pharisees were upset. Yes, they were. Verse 13. But Jesus answered and said, every plant which my heavenly Father has not planted will be uprooted. Every creature is controlled by God. That is, the Pharisees are not chosen by God. Matthew chapter 10, verse 29. Are not two sparrows sold to a cup of coin, and not one of them falls to the ground apart from your Father's will. John chapter 15, 16. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you, according to Jesus' will, God's will. Verse 14, question to you. Let them alone. They are blind leaders of the blind, and if the blind leads the blind, both will fall into a ditch. Let them alone, let them go. Blind leaders, the Pharisees are leaders who are blind in God's truth, the word of God, or every word of God in the scripture. If the blind leads the blind, both will fall into a ditch. Anyone who listens to their teaching would risk spiritual blinders as well. Not all teachers, pastors, priests, ministers clearly see God's truth. Make sure the teachings to be discerned with the word of God. Hebrews chapter 4:12. For the word of God is living, not dead, practicable and powerful, powerful or applicable, workable, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit, of joints and marrow, is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Ephesians chapter 6:7. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the spirit, which is the word of God. Sword of spirit. Verse 15, then Peter answered and said to him, explain this parable to us. Explain the brief story to truth. So Jesus said, are you also still without understanding? Don't you understand this? Verse 17, do you not yet understand that whatever enters the mouth goes into stomach and is eliminated? Whatever it's put, whatever you eat, whatever food you eat, for body, regardless of washing hands, is discharged with dung. This is a temporal or earthly matter compared to soul or eternal matter. Matthew chapter 16:26. For what profit is it to a man if he gains the whole world, earthly matter, and loses his own soul, eternal matter? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul? Incompatible, earthly matter, eternal matter, temporal, eternal. Verse 18, but those things which proceed out of the mouth comes from the heart. What they say with your mouth from your heart makes you unclean. For your souls, the eternal matters. For example, in verse 19, for out of the heart proceeds evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornication, theft, false witness, blasphemy, defamatory words against God. Those evil things come from the heart. For example, evil man, they accomplishes Genesis 6:5. Then the Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every intent of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. That's Noah's time. Noah's time's the heart. Then Romans chapter 1:29-32. Because although they knew God, they did not glorify him as God, nor were thankful. You see, you know, stars, mountain, and everything, you know, exists God, general revelation. Nor you're thankful, but become futile in their thought, in their foolish hearts were darkened. 29, being filled with all unrighteousness, sexual immorality, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy. Malicious example, you know, the arson, you know, malicious fire, you know, full of envy. murder, strife, deceit, evil-mindedness. They are worshippers, backbiters, haters of God, violent or good, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, undiscerning, untrustworthy, unloving, unforgiving, unmerciful, who, knowing the righteous judgment of God, and those who practice such things, are deserving of death, not only to the same, but also approval of those who practice them. So those approval accomplices, those approvers of those practice them, accomplishes as well. How can we guard our heart from those evil things? Not worry anything, but in everything by prayer with thanksgiving. Philippians chapter 4, 6 to 7. Be anxious for nothing, don't worry anything. Don't worry anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your heart and minds through Christ Jesus. So guard your heart, our God is the peace of God, you know, to guard in our hearts. Verse 20, these are the things which defile a man, but to eat with unwashed hands does not defile a man. Your souls are not made unclean by eating food without washing hands, but what you say, such evil things, makes your soul unclean. Note, human identity is a soul, not body. Genesis chapter 2, 7. And the Lord God formed the man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Soul is identity. We covered it, all the questions. Let's just sing all together. The last song, some bulletin here, spiritual song. Page 57, number 4.